Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Seattle Learning Academy's American English Pronunciation Podcast. My name is Mandy, and this is our 47th episode. Today, I'm going to talk about three words I frequently hear mispronounced: could, should, and would. It is really the O-U-L spelling that causes these problems. These are the only three words that we say very frequently that have the O-U-L spelling, so it is good to give extra attention to these words. First, there is no L sound in any of those words. The Online Etymology Dictionary, which I will link to with these transcripts, says that the L was added to the spelling of these words in the 16th century, though it does not say why it was added. All that is truly important for you to know is that you shouldn't say the L in those words ever, no matter what. Besides the trouble that the L causes, the vowel sound in these words can be tricky too. That vowel sound is the sound of the U in the word put, which is also the same sound of the OO in the word look. This vowel sound, the uh sound, is not pronounced correctly by many of my students at Seattle Learning Academy. Podcast episode 10 was all about the U as in put sound and the sound that many non-native speakers accidentally replace it with, the OO sound, as in the word soon. Listen to the difference between the U as in put and the OO sound. I'm going to compare it with two words that are both spelled OO, LOOK and SOON. Look, soon. Those are different vowel sounds. Look, soon. Listen to the vowel sound in look and could. Look, could. Look, could. Can you hear that both of those words have the same vowel sound? It is also the same sound in the word put. Look, could, put. They are all the same. Look, could, put. Now, can you tell that the vowel sound is different than the vowel sound in the word soon? Look, could, put, soon. The first three words all have the same vowel sound, and the vowel sound in the fourth is different. Listen again. Look, could, put, soon. Be careful that you don't confuse the U as in put and the OO sound of the word soon. If you want to review it more fully, go back and listen to episode 10 again. Let's get back to the three specific words we're studying today. Listen to the words could, should, and would as I say them slowly. Could. Should. Would. Hear the initial consonant sound, the uh sound, and the final D sound. Remember, there is absolutely no L in any of these words. I'll say them again at a regular speed and leave time for you to repeat after me. Could, should, would. One more time. Could, should, would. If you have a Pronuncian subscription, there are two different listening exercises for the U as in put sound, since it causes so much trouble. I'll link to the lesson, which is available to everybody, from the transcripts for this page. If you have a subscription, be sure to be logged in when you go to the lesson so the additional exercises show up at the bottom of the page. Speaking of subscriptions, I want to thank those of you who have subscribed to Pronuncian or made a purchase from the website. Those purchases are what keep Pronuncian running. Because the site has had an increase in traffic, we are using more bandwidth, and we need to pay for that bandwidth. The intention is to always keep plenty of free content available to everyone and add extra learning content for the people who help us support the site financially. So thank you all very much. Another way you can support this site is to write an iTunes review. Those reviews help new listeners find the podcast, which in turn helps us out. So thank you also to the people who have written reviews. You can find the transcripts for this episode, where I'll also include links to the sound practice, U.S. input sound lessons, and the online etymology dictionary. That's all for today, everybody. This has been a Seattle Learning Academy digital publication. Seattle Learning Academy is where the world comes to learn. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.